The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, September 5, 2022. The leader of the revolution, Raúl Castro, and the president of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, presided over the commemorative act for the 65th anniversary of the popular uprising in the southern city of Cienfuegos on September 5, 1957. Protagonists of that feat, such as Commander Julio Camacho, participated in the activity, which took place in the José Martí Park, one of the main stages of the action. After the act, which included the participation of the Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero, the people of Cienfuegos made a pilgrimage to the Tomás Acea Cemetery to pay tribute to the fallen, as in traditional floral offerings from the leader of the revolution, Raúl Castro, President Díaz-Canel, and the people of Cuba accompanied the revolutionaries. This Monday, students carried out symbolic assaults on the Cayo Loco Naval Station and the police and maritime police stations, just as it happened 65 years ago, and the day before, Cuban troubadours gave a tribute concert to the date in the Tomás Terry Theater, in which the Cuban president participated. The Cuban Chamber of Commerce provides support programs for entrepreneurs to strengthen value chains, increase competitiveness, encourage internationalization, and promote the digital transformation of businesses. As explained by Leyanis Lopez, a specialist in the Chamber's legal department, they will create exchange mechanisms with an innovative dynamic where all these stakeholders come together to transform processes associated with trade and investment. To achieve this, the results that support the Export Roadmap, the Export Diversification Program, the Territorial Development Plans, the Local Development Projects are integrated, she indicated. With a current membership of 1,072 companies, we have a diverse network, but with a common goal, to grow economically and contribute to the country. The new services will allow us to help them, Lopez said. The Association Cuba in My Soul, supported from the Netherlands, a meeting of Cuban residents in Europe, ECRE, to be held in Berlin in November, which it considered a space of solidarity and accompaniment to the island. We are confident that it will be a show of support and solidarity with Cuba and its revolution, the organization of residents on Dutch soil, in a message shared with Prensa Latina, said regarding the event scheduled for November 18 to 20 in the German capital. It also pointed out that the new version of the ECRE meetings that began in 2006 will ratify the rejection of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on the Caribbean country. The organizers of the meeting announced last month during a preparatory video conference that they plan to discuss in four commissions focused on the work structure and coordination among the associations, social networks, and communication, condemnation of the blockade, and the nation and immigration. The Berlin ECRE will culminate with a final declaration and a mobilization in support of Cuba. And on the international agenda, we have that the president of Chile, Gabriel Boric, exercised his right to vote in his hometown of Punta Arenas, the capital of the Magallanes region, during the plebiscite on the proposed new constitution. More than 50 million Chileans were summoned to the polls this Sunday to vote on the approval or rejection of the constitutional text that seeks to replace the one in force since the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. Boric sent an embrace to all those abroad, in rural communities, in the cities, in the mountains and the cordillera, on the beaches, everywhere, who are exercising their duty and their right to be protagonists of Chile's history. This is a historic moment in which it is important that we all feel proud the president said, who called for calm and tranquility on this day. The president affirmed that regardless of the result, his government, together with all of society, will advance in justice, equality, and greater development for all. Boric expressed his commitment to call for a broad national unity of all sectors of civil society and political parties to move forward with this process. Meanwhile, citizens in Fontainebleau in the NIP department are protesting this Monday over the persistent crisis in Haiti convened by several social and political platforms. According to organizers, the protest that will last until Wednesday will criticize the fuel shortage, the high cost of living, and the insecurity that plagues the country. For 2 weeks in a row, thousands of people mobilized in Haiti, which is experiencing a worsening of the multifaceted crisis with inflation above 29%, the highest in the last decade, in addition to fuel price, which had a five-fold increase in its value in the informal market. Human rights organization registered at least 500 deaths between April and July due to gang clashes and hundreds of injured and missing. Other demonstrations are planned in Port-au-Prince on Wednesday, organized by the leader on the Petit Dessalines Party, Moïse Jean-Charles, who led similar protests in Cape Haitien on the northern coast of the country. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.